Hello, and welcome to Heatcraft University's audio learning series on Refrigeration Basics 101. My name is Joe Jones, and I'm the training manager with Heatcraft Refrigeration Products. In this second episode, we will cover the characteristics of heat. This is an entry-level presentation of materials for novice and beginning listeners who want to learn how heat transfers or flows from one object to another, and what factors influence the rate of heat transfer. You may contact me with any comments or questions at joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. In the first episode, we covered the first laws of thermodynamics. Heat cannot be destroyed or created. The second law states that heat always moves from the warmer body to the colder body. Heat will flow from one body to another only when there is a temperature difference between the bodies. Like water, heat will seek its own level. If the temperature levels between two bodies are the same, there is no heat transfer between them. How does heat flow or transfer from one body to another? There are three methods used to flow heat from one place to another or from one object to another. The first of these is conduction. This requires direct contact between the bodies for the heat to pass from molecule to molecule. A metal spoon in a cup of hot coffee will become warm by the coffee through conduction, and heat from a defrost heater will melt frost on a freezer's evaporator coil through conduction. In a refrigeration system, heat from the fins and tubing of the unit cooler is transferred to the cooling media inside the tube using conduction. For the second method, convection, heat flows through available media such as fluid or gas by piggybacking on the moving molecules or currents between the warmer and colder bodies. Heat from product inside a refrigerated space will give up its heat to the room air, which will pass the heat on to the refrigeration unit cooler, fins, and tubing surfaces using convection. The third method is called radiation, and it is when heat moves on waves of energy or electromagnetic waves and does not rely on molecules. Energy from the sun arrives on Earth through sunlight, which is a form of radiation that is radiated through space to our planet without the aid of fluids or solids. Heat using radiation to transfer heat can be experienced in a machine room or an equipment room. Let's do a short exercise. Place your hand flat on the table or desk in front of you. Does it feel cool to your touch? It should, if it is below 85 to 90 degrees, which is a typical temperature of the surface of your hand. The longer you keep your hand on the desk or table, the less cool it feels. Is this because you're becoming acclimated, or is the surface actually becoming warmer? Moving your hand slightly to a different position on the table proves to us that the table has been warmed. Heat transfer has taken place. That is, your hand should be losing heat and becoming cooler, while the table is becoming warmer. Now place your two hands palm to palm together. One hand should feel cooler to the touch of the other. Heat transfer by conduction has taken place. What factors influence the rate of heat transfer? Of course, the transfer method will affect how fast heat will flow from one body to another. The other factors that influence how quickly heat will transfer through any given method are temperature difference, also known as TD, exposed surface area, and types of materials that separate the two objects. TD, or temperature difference, is the most influential of these factors. As mentioned earlier, heat, like water, will seek its own level. The rate of heat transfer between two bodies is always directly proportional to the TD between them. Heat wants to flow down the temperature scale from a warmer object to a cooler object, and the greater the TD, the faster it will flow. It seeks to make all objects the same temperature. If the TD is small, the heat transfer is slower. With no temperature difference, heat doesn't flow. Example, if you're warm and want to cool down faster, you turn down the room thermostat setting and increase the TD between your body and the air temperature. The amount of surface exposed between the objects also affects heat flow. More exposed surface will yield greater heat transfer. Example, a drink cools quicker with crushed or shaved ice than with larger ice cubes. Ice will have the same temperature and TD to the liquid. Greater exposed surfaces between the ice and the fluid will allow for faster heat transfer. Also, turning on a fan to circulate more air will increase the amount of surface by having more air mass available to absorb the heat. types of material that separate a warmer body from a colder body can either retard or promote heat transfer. Some materials are called conductors, which will let the heat pass easily and quickly through them. Other materials are insulators and will hinder or decrease the flow of heat. To control heat flow in a desirable manner, correct usage of materials is very important. Example, before entering a freezer, many cold storage facility workers were put on an insulated coat to prevent excessive loss of their body heat to the freezer's frigid air. Most consumers or end users think that refrigeration equipment cools their product, but it is the refrigerated air that actually cools their product. The factors above are used to refer to the room air as the colder body that will absorb the heat, and the product is the warmer body that is losing its heat. To cool a product more quickly, you could reduce the room temperature to increase the TD. The TD refers to the difference between the air temperature and the product temperature. Or you could increase the exposed surface between the air and the product. More surface area will be exposed by increasing the airflow, placing the product to allow more air around it, or changing the shape of the product. An example of changing the product shape. Form beef into 400 quarter-pound patties instead of one huge 100-pound ball of beef. Another means to reduce product pull-down time would be to place the product onto a metallic surface instead of wooden or plastic. Or remove product from boxes that might insulate the product, or design the boxes with holes to allow air circulation within the boxes. These measures will take into consideration the type of materials factor previously presented. In our next episode, we will cover pressure-temperature relationships, how heat affects change of state or phase, and latent versus sensible heat. Please feel free to leave feedback on this episode using my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I'm looking forward to seeing you on our next.